Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking now. He's deep in the heart of Utah, dude. Salt Lake City, which I think is deep in the heart of Utah. But anyway, he is the student of the gun, the professor, that being Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Right here in front of me, I have a copy. Mine was very advanced. Mine was very early on. It's autographed. It has a very poignant message to me in it saying shoot straight, which is really good advice for me. How to shoot better than a Navy SEAL. How's that book doing on the old Amazon rankings there?
Well, it's doing well. We had a really good first week on Amazon. And it's funny because my good friend Nicholas Orr, who wrote the Pipe Hitter series, just released a book as well. And so he and I are dueling it out for the number one new release spot in the various categories.
Right.
But that's cool. That's cool.
So that's like the last category? That's where they would find.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, Amazon is never going to go all in for gun stuff.
Uh-huh.
But what they do is they break it up into outdoor shooting, outdoor sports, and then they have a subcategory like shooting sports and shoot, and they have one that's called shooting in hunting. So, whatever.
Yeah.
It's where all the dudes have their books.
And right now you were the number one dude.
I was the number one dude. Yeah, like I said, I'm fighting it out with my buddy Nicholas Orr, but that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, actually, if you'd like a copy of it, I can get you one. I'll talk to my bro. But Nicholas Orr's new book is called The Pipe Hitter's Guide to the Modern Minuteman.
That's the new movement, isn't it? The Minuteman movement. That seems to be coming back. I see all these guys doing Minuteman videos and all of a sudden, and he wrote a book about it.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, if you read your history, if you know history, if you embrace American history, that's part of your legacy. That's part of our legacy. It's our heritage. And we shouldn't be ashamed of it. You know, some people are made ashamed of it because they listen to the media or they listen to pundits or Hollywood or whatever. But one of the things that Nick pointed out in that book is that the idea or the concept of a citizen soldier is not new. It goes back, and we didn't invent it. You know, people are like, oh, Americans, we invented citizen soldiers. Actually, we didn't.
Right.
It was codified by Queen Elizabeth I in England. So the modern citizen soldier movement, if you could call it modern, is 450 years old. It's not like, you know, if you listen to the media that militias are some kind of modern right wing extremist, you know, it's like, no, actually it's not even close to that. So that's one of the things I think you'll appreciate about the book is how he went into the history of the citizen soldier and the trained bands and the militias and how it's not this new, despite what Hollywood or the media would tell you, it's not something new. It's not something nefarious. It's actually part of our heritage. It's part of our history.
Well, you know, for whatever reason, militia, vigilante, and everything, that all of those words, you know, I don't mind the vigilante moniker if it were to pop up because that just means you're vigilant and you're fighting evil, right? It's not, it doesn't have to be about Paul Kersey and Death Wish.
No, as a matter of fact, you know, we had in the West, when there were, you know, obviously very few organized police departments, you would have one guy, and then if there was a big problem, he would deputize people for the duration, and they had what they called as vigilance committees. You know,
right?
They were actual, and that was just citizens who were vigilant against crime and rustling and thievery and so forth in their communities. Brother, we need vigilance communities or vigilance societies in our communities.
All over the place. All over the place. Except, I guess, except in New York, where in New York they penalize you for that.
That's right. I saw that. The guy stopped a robbery or stopped a mugging, and they arrested him. And what did the Stasi, the New York Stasi, call him? They called him a vigilante.
Yeah, and the other thing is that the woman that he saved wishes he had not used a gun. She appreciates it, but, you know.
She's a brainwashed slave.
Yep.
But, you know, that's what you're going to get when you live amongst slaves.
Yep.
You
know, that's
quit acting surprised.
That's the problem. But, I mean, that certainly doesn't need to spread to our locale. But it wouldn't spread to our locale. Or
no.
I've never heard of that anywhere else.
That's nuts, man. It's nuts. But, you know, you reap that which you have sown.
Yep.
And the people of New York are reaping what they have sown.
Now, for most people, the first line of defense is going to be a handgun, and Paul has a book out called How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL. And it's either number one or number two, depending on however the duel is going right now. And here's the thing. It's a very interesting thing, Paul. I don't think I've told you about this. Super Dave sent me a sort of a list. And it's interesting how close the two of you are in your approach.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised. I'm not really surprised.
I got to ask you, how far did you skim? Have you skimmed? Have you been browsing?
I've been browsing. I've been browsing.
Did you put the book in the water closet so that you have to read a chapter every time you have a constitutional?
It's in, well, every time I have to go, last week was very busy, and I took it with me everywhere where I just, when I got there, I just never got a chance to skim too much. But I have skimmed through it, and some of the stuff, like the dry fire thing, I know that you're really big on dry fire. I looked for that just to see what your thoughts are on that, and that's where I drew the conclusion that you and Dave are very close to your approach is very close to each other.
Yeah, dry fire is extremely important, but you know, the big caveat is you need to have training, because people who are like, oh, I'm gonna dry fire, I'm gonna teach myself by dry fire.
But, right.
Ooh, no. Yeah, don't do that. Because what you're gonna do is you're gonna do 500 incorrect trigger presses.
Right.
Then you're gonna develop training scars that a teacher's gonna have to help you remove.
Now, the thing about the book is not long. So, I mean, it's not a very long-winded book, and that's the way it should be. Because the fundamentals are not long. He does have a glossary of handgun terms to help the uninitiated. That'll be nice for some of them, I'm sure. Maybe you should send this out to some Andy Gutters, because they don't know what they're talking about. You know,
they don't care.
99% of the time. So.
Well, you know, there is a you know, the AP style book.
The one?
The Associated Press, the style book. You ever had a copy of the Associated Press style book?
Never had a copy of the Associated Press style book. You can tell me about that in the next segment.
Okay.
Now I'm all agog that I'm about to be told about the stylings of the AP from Paul Markle. But you can find Paul Markle at Student of the Gun. You can find his book, How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL, in addition to all the other books. He doesn't know how many he's written. You can find those at Amazon and probably at Student of the Gun as well. Got a lot of questions for the professor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun, and he's about to tell me about the style book from the AP, which I didn't know they had a style book, but anyway, tell me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I spent about 30 years almost writing for, you know, print publications, and one of the things that I picked up, 20 years ago, I guess it was the official AP style guide, and it's essentially, it was a book that not only set a standard for, you know, writers and what was supposed to be the media, journalists, you know, field writers, but it also had all of the definitions. It was filled with definitions and how you should describe blank, blank. And it actually, it wasn't woke or PC. It was just the style guide was designed so that everybody would be basically reading from the same playbook and not just making up stuff. But as we see today, you know, that's gone out the window. That's just, you know, that's all gone. My wife said to me the other day, she was so frustrated. She was reading an online news article, and she said, I found 4 grammatical errors in the first 2 paragraphs. She said, they just don't care. I said, you're right. They don't care. There's in such a rush to put this stuff out that it, you know, it barely makes it past an editor. And, you know, in the, there are some print magazines left. They're kind of hard to find, but there are some left. But the days of the editors, of the, you know, the hard-nosed J. Jonah Jameson New York editor, right, those days are long gone. Yeah, those, and it's too bad because those guys are the ones that kept everybody honest. They're the ones who kept everybody, you know, that's how I learned how to write. I learned by being critiqued by an editor, a no kidding editor sitting in an office on the 11th floor, you know, of a building on Broadway. And, you know, he would give me notes, and they were not nice notes. You know what I mean? That's one thing that editors never had time for, was to mince words. You know, editors, the old editors were not PC. They were not woke. They were not worried about your feelings by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
And brevity was the watchword. I remember talking to a fellow writer, like, and it's got to have been more than 20 years ago, back during the days of answering machines. And I'd come home, check my answering machine, and it would say, maybe from my editor in New York, and he'd be like, Paul, Harry Kane, call me. So I'd call him. I'm like, hey, Harry, what's up? He's like, nothing. What do you need? I said, I'm returning your call. Oh, I already figured that out. You need anything else? No. All right, bye. Boom, hang up. And that would be a conversation. And I was talking to another writer, and I said, yeah, I think I might have annoyed him, or maybe, and he's like, no, you didn't annoy him. That's how they are. That's how he is with everybody. That's just the way it works. He's busy, doesn't have time. And if 5 words will suffice, then that's what you're going to get is 5 words, and we're moving on. And he didn't have time to stop and worry about your feelings or how you might have perceived his, you know, it's like, no, that's not it. So it was a different world. It was a better world, quite frankly.
Right.
But that's how I learned how to write. I learned how to write by taking serious critiques from real editors. And those guys, unfortunately, are all gone. And now we've got, well, you know, editors used to vet people. You couldn't just become a writer because you wanted to. You became a writer after an editor interviewed you, talked to you, gave you maybe one easy assignment, reviewed it, took a look at it, decided whether or not to take a chance at you, give you another assignment. And then, you know, when they would give you assignments and deadlines, they were testing you to see whether or not you would meet the assignment and meet the deadline. And then if you did, they'd give you a little bit more and a little bit more. And, you know, before, you know, after a while, I was writing multiple regular columns and, you know, so forth. And then the internet came along and smartphones, and it killed everything.
You know, okay, so that part of it, I wonder about that part of it. If it, I kind of think there was a little bit of suicide going on there too. Because a lot of people just didn't seem to notice this coming on, or they didn't change with it, did they?
Well, you know what happened was, you know, as the you know, the genuine editors, you know, the cigar chomping Parker, I don't have time for your bull crap, you know, the J. Jonah Jameson guy, as those guys retired, they replaced him with ad salesmen.
Right.
They would give him the title editor, but they were actually just ad salesmen. And, you know, they were just looking to sell ads. And you know, if that meant they had to not necessarily perjure themselves, but let's say whore themselves out or whore their writers out, they had no problem doing that.
Right.
You know, I knew that it was the beginning of the end when I would get a copy of a magazine and I would see my article, and smack dab in the middle of my article would be a review of a product that I'd never seen and I'd never touched and I didn't necessarily endorse. And it wouldn't say that I wrote it, but it would, this review would just be like in the middle of my article, you know, like as a sidebar. And so the impression that they're giving the reader was that I endorsed it. And I got a little sideways, you know, because I built my reputation brick by brick, and I didn't need my reputation being tarnished by them selling the latest widget, you know, the latest Chinese widget, because they, you know, they wanted to cash a check.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, I started writing. That's when about the time I decided it was time to, people say, are you still writing? I'm like, yeah, I'm writing for myself. I write for myself.
Yeah. Now, do you, here's one thing about this, and I don't even have time to ask the question and get the answer back, but here in a minute, we got to get on the subject matter, but I'm very interested in this. So I'll ask you the question. You can answer it the next little bit. When I do the show based on what interests me, and I really hope that the listener enjoys it as much as I do. But I'm always looking for something that's going to stimulate my thoughts. So, having said that, that sort of means I'm doing it for myself. Really doing it for myself. But then I'm doing it, I'm throwing it out there. What about books? That's what I need to find out from you. Paul Markle is the original student of the gun. He's now the professor. And he, you know, he writes books. Student of the Gun has lots of books. It also has product. It also has training. It also has video. It is basically an educational hub, if you want to go with that. And at the same time, you can buy a few things there while you're there, you know, if that's what you're looking for. Well worth your time to go give it a look. They're almost ubiquitous. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. A first-of-its-kind execution is set to take place in Alabama. USA's Corey Myers has details.
U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first-ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988, while Smith reportedly requested the new execution method, his lawyer still appealed, claiming the gas poisoning would violate the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment.
Former Trump White House aide Peter Navarro is being sentenced to 4 months in prison. Navarro was convicted of contempt of Congress in September for not complying with a subpoena issued by the January 6th House Select Committee.
Navarro's team argued during sentencing that he believed he could not comply with the committee's subpoena due to executive privilege. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. When we had just left off, I was asking the professor, does he write a book for himself and then just say, I want to write this book because this is what I'm interested in today, and then he throws it out. And do you throw it out there to see, hey, you guys interested in this too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, when you do the show, you do it just like, you know, Rush Limbaugh said the exact same thing. He said, the show is based upon what interests me. He said, I'm not going to do a show any other way.
I did not know that. I did not know.
Oh, yes.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I spent back in, back in the late 80s, early 90s. I guess it was the very early 90s, around 91, 92, I discovered Limbaugh's program, started listening to him and read his books and so forth. And a lot of that stuff stuck with me. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, when I write a book, I write a book based on what I am interested in. You know, I've written a bunch of books in the last couple of years because, you know, my sons will say, every once in a while I'll say something and they'll be like, what do you mean? You never said that before. I'm like, are you kidding? I'm sure I've said that before. And they're like, nope, you never did. I'm like, okay, well, I've got, you know, going on four decades worth of knowledge and experience in my brain. I need to put it all down on paper.
Right.
So, you know, that's what I've been doing for the last couple of years is just putting it all down on paper. So that way, at the very least, there's a document of it somewhere. But yeah, you know, the new book, How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL, you know, it's based upon my 37 years of experience and, you know, the various places I've been, the things that have changed over the last, you know, three decades. I don't stand the same way, that I did in 1986. Have the same exact gear as I had in 1986 because we've evolved. It's not that we were wrong then, but you're supposed to evolve. You're supposed to examine what you're doing, and you don't just throw things away because there's something new, but at the same time, you also shouldn't keep doing something just because, quote, that's how we've always done it.
Right.
You know, and I've run into that. You know, I've become the quintessential tactical heretic. You know, they were like, and they're like, oh, that's what we do. I'm like, why? Well, because it's always been that way. Yeah, but why? Well, just because, you know, that's the, you know, the military is famous for their institutionalized stupidity. You know, the military for generations will just do things just because, you know, and nobody knows why. And it gets to the point, I mean, I'm sure you saw this in the Army. It gets to the point where nobody can even explain to you why we're doing what we're doing.
Right.
Because we've been doing it for so long, and it's been in the three-ring binder or whatever. It was passed down, you know, from generation to generation. And finally, you know, somebody could say, why are we still doing this? For instance, you know, the clearing barrel reflexively snapping the trigger after the gun has been cleared.
Right.
Why are we snapping the trigger? Well, because that's what you do. But why? I mean, can't we just lock the... I mean, if we're handing it in through the armory window, let's just lock it to the... You know, remove the ammunition source, lock the bolt to the rear, hand it to the armory. Why are we going through this weird kabuki dance of pointing it in a bucket of sand and negligently, mindlessly snapping the trigger?
Did you see that? Did you see the guy that recently got filmed doing that in the turn-in?
No.
I think it's on Instagram or Facebook, but it looked like he had like a, it was, I think it was, I don't know if it was a SAR or an M, but I whatever it was, it, he fired into the sand.
Yeah. And of course, that's not okay. You know, they tell you, oh, well, the clearing barrel's there, you know, in the event that a round would go off to catch it in a safe direction. You're like, and so I asked him, I'm like, okay, cool. So we can shoot into the clearing barrel. No, you can't shoot into the clearing barrel. Well, why not? Well, like you just told me that's why it's there, so we can shoot into it, right? No, you can't shoot into it. Then why are you telling people to pull the trigger?
Right.
Because that's part of the process. No, it's not. You are a moron. Stop being a moron. And, you know, that I guess that could have been the subtitle of my book.
Stop being a moron.
Stop being a moron.
You know, the when I was in, right, we would go and on our way out the range, we had to lock the bolt back and the drill instructors would rod the gun. But then it became apparent to them that if they rodded the gun on a live round, that they would probably blow their hand off with that. So then they started changing that. But I was not in the train. I was not in TRADOC when they made that change around, but that's what they were doing in the 80s when I signed up.
Yeah, well, you know, the military is terrible for that. and you know, unfortunately, sadly, and I know somebody might get butthurt about this, but some of the poorest firearms instructors are ones that did 20 years in the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, whatever, because they became indoctrinated. They became indoctrinated to that way, and they won't think, you know, a lot of them won't think any other way. And you know, I'm, you know, it's like, oh, that's not a nice thing to say, whatever. Dude, I've been playing this game for going on 40 years now. I've been there, done that, seen that. And, you know, a lot of people, they, rather than question it, they just do, you know, what's in the, I've got a great one for you. This is in my instructor book. So, we were getting ready to start the course of fire for the day, training, right? We're on a range, and the Navy owned and operated this range. So this Navy chief comes out, and he's like, range is closed, no live fire. And we're like, okay, I'll bite. Why? Because of the fog. Okay. Well, you can't see the impact area. And if you can't see the impact area, there could be something or someone down there. I'm like, well, somebody's in the impact area. They're absolutely wrong. And, you know, that's kind of their fault. And they're like, no, until fogless, no training. Of course, in the military, you know what that means. It means we all have to, like, sit around with our thumbs up our butts, right?
Right.
And I said, here's the thing. This is the exact same range that we do our night qualification. And when we do our night qualification, we can't see the impact area. It's completely dark. So what's the difference? That, my friend, is institutionalized stupidity.
Yep. Yep, it is. Just doing it because this is the way I was taught, so hence you will learn it too.
Because.
No other reason.
Yeah, and what's sad is the people that are telling you because, boy, they dig their heels in and they get offended. You know, they're offended that you would question that.
Right.
You're a smart aleck. Yeah, I'm a smart aleck. I am a smart aleck. I'm the dude who's been telling the emperor that he's naked for 20 years.
Oh, well. It has a shit. Well,
sometimes he's got to hear it.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, part of the problem that I see, especially with some of this dogmatic stuff, is you're not really learning anything. If you're doing something that serves no purpose, right? If you're doing something that serves no purpose.
That was, yeah, you just become a shooting robot.
Yeah, you're just going by the steps then. And if you're just mimicking the steps, I would imagine that could be sort of dangerous for you just to mimic the steps.
Oh, it is dangerous.
Some of the steps,
like the reflexive trigger snappers.
Yeah, there's some of the things that you got to do is you're going to have to, there's a reason you're doing them, and you need to do it with great enthusiasm and effort. So, anyway, we're coming up on the last break, talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. His book right now is How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL. Vying for the number one position, number one, number two. This is pretty good. Pretty good rank. I'm very pleased for Mr. Markle. Studentofthegun.com when we get back. He trains in cold weather sometimes, and when I trained in cold weather, things were completely different. I want to know what you do nowadays to stay warm and stay combat effective. That when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Lockamo talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. And you do some training in Utah, and you do some training in Utah when it is chilly.
Now, indeed.
Yeah. The stuff I got used to, I mean, the stuff that I got issued when I was in Europe, I'm sure it would have kept us warm. But, like, did you ever have to run the Mickey Mouse boots? Did you ever have to do that?
Oh, man, I tell you what, when I was with 25th Marines back 100 years ago, they were a mountain unit, and so I got issued all of that huge locker full of stuff. The buffalo jacket. Remember the buffalo coat? Did you have a buffalo coat?
The one that with the one that hung low, and you would snap it up between your legs to
Buffalo coats and the Mickey Mouse boots and all that. And of course, that was right before the kickoff of GWAT.
Yeah.
So we kind of like threw the mountain warfare into the rear view mirror and went full on desert mountain, well, I guess it was a little bit, there's some mountain warfare in Afghanistan, but, not like Switzerland, like we were training for.
Right.
But yeah, the great thing about today is the gear that these kids have available is so much better.
Well, I'm sure it is. I've seen some of the various levels that they have and everything, but where can somebody like me get something like that nowadays?
Well, it's too bad that things change, but Blackhawk used to make a complete layer system,
right.
And I've got a lot of that gear still. Gore-Tex was just becoming a thing when I was in the first time, when I did my first active duty tour. To get a good Gore-Tex top was, it was something to put your hands on.
Right.
Because before that, everything was wool and it was thick and it was heavy. So what we do, and not only that, the gloves, look at the advances in the gloves. People are like, well, what should I wear for gloves? And I'm like, dude, go online and get good ski gloves, because people who ski need to have dexterity, right?
Right.
What do you need to have to operate your gun and your gear? You need dexterity. So, when people ask me like, well, what should I do for gloves? I was like, dude, go get good ski gloves. Now there's a lot of companies out there. Like, I really like the Sportsman's Guide Surplus catalog. I could do without all their other stuff. I don't need a buckskin, hoosie for my coffee cup or something. But when they put out, I think it's quarterly, they put out their surplus catalogs. I always rip through there looking for winter stuff.
Right.
A few years ago, I picked up a set of, Swiss Army snow boots. Good stuff. Lightweight. They're meant to, and they're deliberately made to go in snowshoes. And I picked up actually Did you ever have to do the tennis racket snowshoes?
No.
The magnesium tennis racket?
No, I don't know why we never got issued those, because we were in some, I mean, the Black Forest got a lot of snow.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I've got a set of the magnesium tennis racket snowshoes. And the funny thing is when they arrived in the package, the webbing is not on them. So you kind of have to figure out how to install it. And it's not 100% intuitive, but thank the Lord for YouTube.
Right.
And then I've got regular, you know, civilian snowshoes too. The trick though is civilian snowshoes are loud. They pop every time you take a step because the surface you're standing on is a plastic, you know, polymer surface.
Right.
So every time you take a step, it's like that pop, 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 which nobody cares if they're just hiking around the woods. But if you're military and you're trying to be quiet, obviously you don't want that. That's what the tennis racket ones are. The tennis racket ones are super quiet, but they're fat and it's a skill, and you want to get yourself some poles, some, you know, snowshoe poles with the special, you know, caps on the end of them. But, we did that last year. We did some where we went out and, I shot some videos and, last year was very challenging. I had to wear snowshoes to get out to the barn to get hay. But that's a different, I hope we don't get that much this year. I don't need that much, but, we actually had the, you know, Student of the Gun University is in full swing right now, and we had a pistol class last weekend, and one of the students, he asked, he's like, hey, are you going to do a cold weather training this year? And the truth of the matter is, Bill, believe it or not, it's kind of hard to sell cold weather training because people like to be comfortable. Well, you got to find those hardcore people that are willing. I love it. Quite frankly, I love it. I love getting out in the snow.
Well, I mean, there's a trick to it. There's a trick to staying warm. And if you can stay warm and if you learn the tricks to staying warm, and a lot of it is going to go to, and I mean, the way it was with us was our feet and our face.
Yep.
And our hands. And
feet, face, and hands.
Drinking water, right? And I never understood any of that stuff they issued to us till I got in the Black Forest in the dead of winter. I used all that stuff. Mickey Mouse boots, the whole doggone thing.
Oh, yeah. And this many years later, they're still not cheap.
Do they still issue them?
I believe so. I believe that's still the standard.
Mickey Mouse boots?
Well, at least it was when I was in. I don't know what cold weather units are issuing now, but... Yeah. So I hope that we'll have enough students to do a cold weather training this winter. We're probably going to try and schedule one sometime in January. But we are coming, you know, Student of the Gun University, and it's SOTGU.com.
That's right.
SOTGU.com.
Right.
We're going to travel in this spring while there's still snow in the mountains. We're going to go head east. We're going to do a training class in Tennessee at, Task Response. They're hosting us for one in the middle of March. And then a week later, we're going to be in Texas outside of Nacogdoches, in Eastern Texas doing, another pistol class.
Right.
So looking forward to that.
For anybody that hasn't taken, I mean, you should go to Camden. Camden is a great, when you get to Camden, Tennessee, don't let what you see there shade your opinion of what you're about to get involved in, because the training facility at Tactical Response is very, very good. It's a great training facility.
Yeah, it's actually what put Camden on the map. If it wasn't for Tactical Response, it really wouldn't be on the map.
Well,
but it is.
I'm going to try to get to this. I don't know that I'm going to be successful, but I'm going to try. I would like
to take it if I can. Best you can do.
I'd like to take it if I can. I'd like to do it if I can. And we, you know, and this is going to be what kind of a class?
Well, it's going to be the pistol class, the 2-day pistol class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed,
that's kind of a flagship class.
Your class at Tactical Response. That would be very interesting to see to do that. Then, you know, Dave does his there as well. He does one from there from time to time. it'd be good to go try that one. And every time you go and you take a tactical pistol class at Camden, Tennessee, you get free waffles. You don't actually get free waffles, but they have waffles there. And they are available, and you should go partake of the waffles, or at least they were there when I was there. But in any event.
Did you go to dinner at the Mexican restaurant, LVR?
I went to the steakhouse that is sort of beside the tactical response. There's a little steakhouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I went to that, and that was pretty good. I was the grill there is probably new when I was young.
it's been there for a while.
So, in any event, that was some good stuff. Anyway, that's coming up in March.
Yep, middle of March.
What will be the requirement for the class? Quickly.
Oh, well, there. If you go to SOTGU.com, right there, it says pistol, and you click on that, and it tells you everything you need.
Okay.
Everything you need to bring, from a good attitude to a handgun to everything.
There you go. Bring some knee pads. You'll want some knee pads. Absolutely. And that'll be part of the list, though. I have no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah. We suggest that. We're not going to hold your feet to the fire, but you'll be happier if you have them.
There you go. Well, thank you for joining me, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
My regards to Jared.
It's time for dinner.
And to Zach as well. And I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Back again in 23 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.